You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
MTP with the wonderful track Acting Out. Morena Keria, how are you this morning?
I'm really good. Ooh. I've got so many feelings like happening.
Exciting day.
Exciting day. Overwhelmingly grateful and very like, oh my God. Crazy.
Big
crazy
day.
Stuff. Big day.
Brand new KMTP music is out this morning. You've got a single called Getting Old. You've got a wonderful music video for it. And you're also announcing an album.
Yes.
Wow. It's all happening.
Holy moly.
What's going on in the world of KMTP? What have you been working away on, Keria?
So this new single is, it's the first single off of my debut album. I guess that's so weird to say.
It is weird to say because also I feel like the EP took such a hold of the student radio space. We all were loving it, thrashing it. That I'm like, wow, it's actually only Keria's first album. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah. This single is pretty special because it was one of the initial kind of songs that came out of the start of the project. I kind of wrote and worked on the song when I worked on the EP. I've had the song's been with me for a while, and I feel like over the last, I don't even know how many, 3 years or more, it's really like evolved and changed. And then when I sat down and worked on the album with my producer Peter Riddell, who I'm immensely grateful for working with him, it just kind of came to fruition, and the whole kind of sounds that I'd been playing with, and I'd been playing the song live a little bit, but that kind of all just came to life in the recording, and I'm so happy with how it sounds. It's like,
That's such a special thing. We've talked about this a lot, actually, when we've talked about your music, Keria, about how important the community around it is to realizing it, because these are very personal songs for you, and they come from quite like a diaristic space, but you bring in all of these friends and trusted collaborators, and it becomes something that is bigger than your own individual project. And you've got a great band playing with you at the moment. Who's in the current KMTP lineup?
Oh my God, I love my band so much. The current lineup is Maddie Vella on guitar. We've got Ellie Burns on the keyboard. We got Zach Arnold on bass, and then we got my good friend Cameron McCurdy on the drums, and also the trumpet.
Ooh, nice.
And if you've seen some recent live shows, you would have caught Cam doing the dual drum trumpet.
Whoa.
Which, the trumpet? I don't know, we're gonna smash those two words together in some way. But
nice.
I love my band. They really bring the songs to life live and make them kind of, you know, what they are really in like a live context, and I'm forever grateful for having them perform with me. It's awesome.
So if the first EP, PSC Soon, if that was for you a kind of introspective space, a place to kind of understand a wee bit about yourself as a solo artist, and also, you know, time and place and growing up, moving out, those kind of feelings that were all central to that, what does the new album mean as a follow-up to that? Is it sharing any themes or ideas, or what's coming out of that space?
It's actually quite similar in the way that I feel like at the time that I was writing a lot of these songs, pretty much directly after the EP was out and we were doing all of that stuff, and that was in 2020, which is like crazy. COVID times.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, I feel like it's almost an extension of the EP in a way.
Mm.
I mean, the album's titled With Love Came TP, and so it kind of plays into like this whole kind of like bundled package of like almost like a letter to self,
yes,
kind of way. And like these songs, I'm still like forever writing about how I'm like interacting with the world and interacting with people, and like portraying that within my musical journey is such like a personal thing.
Yeah.
But I love exploring that and like creating in that kind of mindset.
Mm.
So these songs are still kind of, yeah, about me and about my kind of journey through life. And I guess it's also like a snapshot of like time.
Mm.
I think each song I can kind of think back and I'm like, oh, I wrote this in this moment and
yeah,
I was feeling this way. And I hope that people can kind of like realize that and relate to it in their own lives. It's like, it's almost an album which I want people, hopefully people can like,
yes,
interact in a similar way. But yeah, it's really similar to the EP and kind of like thematically, but I feel like sound wise it's like definitely had a little bump up. I think it was we were playing a show with Wellness, and afterwards they were like, because the live set is a lot more kind of more ruckus than what the EP was, and they're like, when are you going to release some music, like some recorded music that sounds like this? And I'm just like, just you wait.
It's coming. That's a very lovely thing to experience, I think. One thing I've always loved about the KMTP project, Kedia, is that you do play with this idea of like quote unquote growing up and what that means for various stages of life, not just the kind of, I think, classic growing up thing of like child into adulthood, but like, okay, you're officially an adult now, but your songs still have this sense of growing up in a kind of earnest and fresh way, which I find probably people really relate to, because, you know, there's no point at which you're suddenly like, I've got it sussed, I know what's going on, I am now grown up, I know how to file a tax return, blah blah blah, you know, that stuff is so sort of vulnerable and inherent in this music, and I'm excited to hear more from this album. But I also want to hear about the music video process, because it just looked like a lot of fun. Tell us about who's made this, what's the vibe, what's been going on there.
Yeah, I think before it was kind of like right after the album recording process had finished, and I was like, okay, next step, what do I want to do, who do I want to work with, what do I want to do?
Yeah.
And was incredibly grateful to get NZ On Air single funding for the song. So
shout outs.
I was, oh my god, thank you NZ On Air Music. Shout out to you guys. So was really grateful to get Sports Team involved with the video. I'm sure BFM listeners are all over Sports Team's
Annabelle King, Callum Devlin,
yeah,
two of the greatest filmmakers in Aotearoa.
their extensive array of amazing footage and videos and music videos. So we kind of played with the concept of like a hangout vid with the band, because I think the band and I just engage in a really kind of playful and fun way, and so
yeah,
we went, the video was shot at a private like citrus orchard in Huntley.
Oh my god,
and
fun.
We just reached out to the people who lived there, and they were like, yeah, come on down, like you can just like film wherever you want. And it was just really dense, just like orchard of trees and,
wow,
and foliage, and so we filmed there, and we were just like hanging out doing some fun stuff. And then ended up coming back up to Auckland and then went to Fouds Park to film the rest of it, and we made like makeshift little ramps and had like a skateboard and a bike and just had some fun. It was just like a fun, chill like video, because the song is all about the song is about growing up, getting old, and just like kind of it's almost like a self-check-in song. For me, it's I just like listen to it, I'm like checking in, I'm like, am I doing okay, is everything good, and also just like to not take like life and all and everything that comes with life too seriously. So the video is just like, let's just go and hang out and go do this thing and and have some fun, and you know, it's all a good time. So yeah, I really wanted to like show that, and Sports Team did that amazingly well. They totally nailed it.
They are some grown-ups who know how to have fun like kids. That's for sure. That is for sure.
Yeah.
I'm so looking forward to hearing the rest of this album. What's it going to be called, Kedia? What's the name of the album again? Remind us.
The album is called With Love KMTP, and it is up for... Actually, it's out currently for pre-order on Bandcamp.
Nice.
And we've got some spicy vinyl that we're going to be releasing it on. And some nice t-shirts, and all of that is available to pre-order on Bandcamp. If you'd like, I would be very grateful because I worked with some amazing people on the design work for the album and the t-shirts. Patrick Hickley on the design stuff, and it looks incredible. And also Karin Yamasaki as well did a whole bunch of design work. And so I'm very grateful for them. And it's like a whole, oh my God. Feels like a whole package when your album's like coming out on vinyl and it looks,
is growing up.
Yeah, I'm like, big leagues. Oh my gosh. But so all of that's available. And then, the single's out today.
Let's give it a spin, I reckon, Kedia. Thank you so much for chatting with us this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure. KMTP on Bandcamp and in all the other places as well. I'm very much looking forward to hearing more from this album. But let's get into the first single. This is Getting Old.
Ooh, it's the first spin of this one. That's a bit special.
BFO.
brand new KMTP out this morning.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.